Blog Talk Radio.
In the coming months. So just keep it tuned in.
Absolutely. And name some of the shows in which we already have in your radio network. So you know what? We didn't plan to have a guest today, but we're going to let the executive producer, the founder, the owner, operator, he's going to be my first guest on the I Got Something to Say show. So he's the program director. He's the switchboard operator. He is in the studio. He is the co-host, the hostess with the mostest. Oh, that's me, Poetic Justice. A.K.A. Miss Fabulous.
Right.
Absolutely.
We got great shows and incredible hosts, you know, like Poetic in the building with us. You know, I mean, we got some great things, guys. I mean, on Sundays we have the very inspirational Covenant Cafe show hosted by Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Great show, guys. Great show. Make sure you guys tune in for all the Christians out there. Definitely tune into the show. That those brothers got a great show going on. And then Tuesday is the Tuesday spot, you know, with your boy D Slate, CK, you know, and RC. And we're getting it in, as always, on Tuesdays. You never know, for the poets and all the coming actors and actresses out there. You know, we got a great show for that. Wednesday, we got Nod Your Head Wednesday, you know, hosted by Logical One, RC, and Amber. They got a great show. You never know what's going to go down there. Thursday, we got Celebrity Thursdays. We got great shows on Celebrity Thursdays. You know, and Saturdays is Indie Up Saturday, hosted by your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous, and Amber. We get it in. You know, we get it in as always. It's a great show. Great, you know, the radio network. We're putting in a lot of work to give you guys some incredible shows and to play some incredible music for you guys, because we showcase some absolutely talented and incredible artists from all over the United States, Canada, even the UK. So just keep locked. You know, we're trying to bring you guys phenomenal. We're trying to bring you guys some great radio. You know, we're trying to bring you guys some really great radio, and that's the goal, to give you guys some of the best radio you ever heard.
Absolutely. And again, you would probably think that this would be called the D Slate, I'm going to slap you twice, got something to say, I-E-Y-E, got something to say show. Because again, people, if you're listening, the D Hour Show family, people across the country, listen to what I'm telling you. When you have someone that believes in what you do, when you have a team that is beyond measurable, you have to give kudos and you have to give thanks. So if we had an applause button at this time, I would love to insert that, because, again, this is a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. If you are an independent artist, poet, singer, DJ, comedian, we definitely want you to be a part of the I-E-Y-E, Got Something to Say show. You can find us on various places. We're on Facebook under the D Hour Show. We have a page there. Soon to come, we're going to have the I Got Something to Say show page. You can check me out on my other co-host page, which is Miss Fabulous of the D Hour Show. All of these things are located on Facebook, Reverbination, Twitter. So, you know, definitely if you're interested in being a part of any of the shows, if you have a small business, we definitely want you to promote your business with us. These are some of the segments that are going to be forthcoming with the I Got Something to Say show. We're going to have, are you ready for this, D Slate? You ready, boss?
That's right.
Okay, we're going to have a Verbal Addiction with Poetic Justice. Verbal Addiction is going to consist of, you know, various poets who are going to spotlight, be able to call in and do their thing, and then they have a little small interview afterwards. We're going to have a segment called She's Dope, talking about industry tips, health, relationships, et cetera, for women who are emerging into the entertainment world. And we're going to have a leading discussion about anything ranging from sororities to I have a run in my stocking, okay? Tales of the Soul Sister, right? S-O-L-E. It's going to be a comedy sketch, or should I say sketch comedy, with the perspective of things going on in the world from a perspective of a high-heeled shoe. Hilarious. Also, dealing with a diva. So a lot of these things, no, we're not, you know, unbearably saying that it's going to be a feminist show, but we just want to be able to to give some insight, and we want the male's perspective as well. So we do have a segment called The Male's Perspective. We have Dinner with the Diva. We have Together Forever, shout out to wedding anniversaries and talking about relationships, right? Like Tougher
Together
Than Leather.
Together Forever.
Together Forever, right? And I'm going to
love birds are like that. All the lovebirds and the people in love are like that. And even some of the haters of long-term relationships may like that as well, because we may be able to take the hate from them and find them somebody to love, too. Everybody needs love.
Everybody needs love. I love it. Yes, absolutely. We're going to have another segment called Say Word, and that will feature a word of the day, and it will be used in the sentence throughout the show. So today we're going to kick that off, and certainly last but not least, we're going to have Must Be the Music, where we're going to feature one of our specific music and trivia about music and featured eras and genres and all that good stuff. It's like a musical game, Must Be the Music.
So
much more. Go DJ, that's my DJ, highlighting DJs and mixtapes and playlists from everywhere and anywhere across the country. Pass the mic, we're going to have a couple of people come into the studio, you know, with us. Because right now it's just me and, you know, the owner, founder of the D Hour Show, kicking it with me today, D Slate. But we want to have some people so we can pass the mic a little, kick a little, you know, 8 bars or 16 bars and talk a little bit. You know what I mean? We got Miss GPS. Don't get her mad. D Slate, don't get Miss GPS mad because you're in the side of the road. Don't get her mad.
Don't get her mad.
Just take her wherever you gotta go, but don't get her mad. And last but not least, we're going to have some other special distinguished guests. See, I'm a Nerd, MC Square Thoughts. We're going to have Girl Butt, and we're also going to have Russell Jones. So stay tuned for all of these things that will be soon coming to the I Got Something to Say show.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you know what? We would love for you to tune in. What's that number, D Slate, if you want to call in?
If you want to call in to the I Got Something to Say show hosted by the fabulous Poetic Justice guys, call in 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, and talk to Poetic Justice and get it in on the I Got Something to Say show. If you got something to say, we want to hear it. And I'm pretty sure the audience will like to hear it. The listeners will like to hear it as well. The I Got Something to Say show, that's what it's about. 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Make sure you do that. Trust me, make sure you do it.
Absolutely. So the word for today is going to be word. So throughout the show, we're going to have to use words synonymous with something just because. And I say word. What about you, D. Slate?
Well, I just want to say, you know, in the immortal phrases of some of the, old school hip-hop artists out there, word to your mother. That's all I want.
Word to your mother. I say word, and he says word to your mother. But, you know, on a lighter note, which was more or less, and I'm just wondering how I was able to keep it together today, D. Slate, today is the third-year anniversary of the passing of the immortal, the iconic king of pop, Michael Joseph Jackson, who departed on 6/25/2009. Around 12-something p.m., and I'm telling you, I was devastated. Yes, we lost a fabulous, phenomenal, iconic, talented, before his time, music icon, soul writer, whatever, all the derivatives of adjectives and words, say word, that you want to use, Michael Jackson was it. You didn't necessarily have to like the man, his style, agree with whatever was being done, but at the end of the day, we can all agree to say he earned that title rightfully, the King of Pop. Rest in peace, Michael Joseph Jackson, and rest in peace to my auntie, who also passed on this day a year later. She passed on June 25th, 2010. My father's sister, Boston, Massachusetts, so rest in peace to my auntie, and rest in peace to my favorite artist in the world. So I just want to have a quick moment of silence, you know, whatever religious factor we're not asking you to convert, but we're going to dim our lights in the studio right now to just have a quick moment of silence for the passing of Michael Jackson 3 years ago, and also, if you will, join me, the passing of my favorite aunt who was like a second mother to me. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that, listeners, the Hour Show family. Now, listen, Dee, before we get into our first musical break, where were you when you heard about the passing of Michael Jackson? You know, what were you doing?
You know, I was actually coming back from the store, and I was listening to the radio, and that's when I heard them talking about it, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I was like, it must be one of those rumors or something like that. So, of course, when I got home, I got on a computer and, you know, I checked Facebook and, you know, all the social medias and Yahoo and Google. And sure enough, you know, everybody was, all the news, all the media outlets were broadcasting it. And I couldn't believe it. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, Michael Jackson is one of the biggest icons in music. Every, you know, a lot of the new artists and, you know, hip-hop, jazz, whatever the case may be, everybody puts Michael Jackson in the category as one of their music idols. And then, you know, I mean, you have a lot of artists out there who emulated him, you know, who looked up to him. I mean, you know, MC Hammer, Usher, Chris Brown, you know, Neo. There's so many of them out there who wants to follow that same path that Michael followed, you know, being the star that he is today, and you know, the star that, you know, that everybody knew him as. And I just want to say that I give props, you know, and I give much respect to those artists that I named. But I'm sorry, I don't think, you know, right now, if they work hard on their craft, they could possibly do it, you know, one day. But Michael was a workhorse. You know, Michael was a perfectionist. You know, he made sure, you know, every bit of music he produced and every bit of music he made was phenomenal. He made sure it was phenomenal. So I just think that for all those artists out there, you know, that emulate him and want to be like him, you know, don't just want to be like him, you know, as far as singing and performing, but be like him as far as the business and, you know, the music business is concerned. Be like him mentally. And have the same type of mindset that he had when it came to music. You know, he was a perfectionist. You know, he wanted to make sure everything that he did was perfect and extremely entertaining for his fans and the people that put him on that particular music pedestal that he was on. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I helped put him on that pedestal as well. You know, I've never seen anybody perform the way Mike did. You know, and you know, may he rest in peace. And I know right now, you know, he's singing to the Lord right now. So that's what's up.
Absolutely. Yeah, and my sentiments are the same. You know, D. Slay. I mean, generally, you know, you hear a multiplicity of songs being sang or put on the radio back to back, and it's not necessarily their birthday, because I know his birthday is August 29th, 1958. So I was like, okay, this is not August. Why are they playing so many Michael Jackson songs back to back? And then, you know, start coming up on the computer, and texts were going out, and Facebook was oversaturated, and start freezing up and things of that nature. Literally, I turned, like, gray, and I was having chest pains. And anybody that knows me in the listening world, we have people in our chat, or Facebook, or what have you, anyone that knows me, Miss Fabulous, Poetic Justice, or my government, knows that I am the most, how can I say, insane Michael Jackson fan there is. I've always loved Michael Jackson since 1978, since I was 5 years old. So I'm only 21, so you do the math. I mean, okay, not everybody clap at one time, but anyways, yes, definitely rest in peace, Michael, to his kids that are left behind. Paris is getting ready to break into the acting world, and Blanket, I don't know his real name, but Prince, he's doing some other things too. So, you know, to his brothers are getting ready to go on tour, and Mrs. Catherine Jackson actually has three of the children. So, I mean, it's really, really hard, and it's difficult to continue to go on, but We know we got to stay encouraged and uplifted. And, you know, truly, he's left a mark here for us. So it's the I Got Something to Say show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. And I'm here with my executive producer, the founder, the operator of The Hour Show Network. We're going to go into our first music break, and hopefully we'll have some people to call in throughout the show and let us know what you were doing, or what's one of your favorite Michael Jackson songs, or if you have an old-school Michael Jackson moment. We definitely want to hear about it. So give us a call, text us, or hit us up on the chat room and or blog about it on Facebook. And this is the first episode of the I Got Something to Say show. We're going to take us into a music break, and we'll be back with some more of the I Got Something to Say show.
Yeah, it's our feet, so y'all. Hey, feet, let them know, baby, You ain't got time for yeah.
This song makes me think of you.
And it thinks me you can do.
My mind was shit, I thought I saw you just the other night. Where have you gone? It's been so long. My body's aching, my heart is breaking. Just pick up the phone. I don't wanna be alone.
In a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm tapping in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving. It's been a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm tapping in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving.
Money to get in, taking it for, I just gotta say it. Bye-bye, I gotta fly, and I'll be right back by your side. I gotta get plenty pennies in for you, won't want for nada. My one and only mama, I'll be seeing you soon. Gone since November, guaranteed I'ma see you in June. This money grips sport, gotta cut my trip short. Run up in your arms, I'm ducking home, hope I don't get caught. Missing you heavy too, so bad I'll be back in a hurry. Didn't call a pickup, cause I just didn't want you to worry. No disrespect to you and us, if we gon' be moving up, get out of this rut, trust I'ma do enough. Unnecessary sacrifice, believe that I'm acting right. Keep it tight, while I'm light, we'll be back tonight. Just know I'm fine, baby, I'm on my grind crazy. When I get back, just know you still gon' be my lady.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the I Got Something to Say show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, and this right here is my executive producer and the founder operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate. And who who do we just have featuring in our music play?
Well, you know, we just got through, you know, we're going to be playing a few of the Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 songs throughout the show. You guys just got through listening to their hit, Who's Loving You. Before that was Andy with her hit, Let It Happen. And then you heard Afi Soul with Too Long. So we got more hits definitely coming up. And you guys are also going to get to hear one of the songs, Poetic Justice, actually wrote herself, called Truth and Lies, a little bit later in the show.
Wonderful. I'm excited about that. You know, one of my favorite Michael Jackson memories is that, for those who don't know in the listening world, I lost my dad last year. Actually, it'll be next month, it'll be a year. But I also had a stepfather who was very instrumental in my life. And, you know, the two of my dads became friends. And that's blessed is nothing more than to be able to have two strong male role models. I also lost my stepfather in July, and they passed both like 10 years apart. So, you know, rest in peace to my stepfather, Lawrence Elliott. But nonetheless, I remember for Christmas, I really, really didn't want anything other than the Michael Jackson doll. Okay, stop laughing at me because I see you in the studio, D. Slate. But I wanted that Michael Jackson doll, let me tell you, more than anything in the world. So I worked hard. I did all of my chores. I made straight A's that year. I was a safety patrol. I mean, I was patrolling my neighborhood, the school, the fifth grade hall, everybody, because I wanted that doll, right? So we had a collection of Barbies and a collection of, you know, like replica Barbies, okay? I mean, like Barbara Ann, more so, right? So long story made short, one of my bestest friends, we're on the porch, and we're playing, and we're exchanging dolls. She had the audacity, tenacity to take all of my Michael Jackson clothes and put it on her Malibu Ken.
Wow.
So before I knew it, before I could look, he had on the little sash, Ken now, had on the sash and Michael Jackson pants with the stripe down the middle and the black shoes, and had the good, came with the microphone, and came with, like, full accessories. Let me tell you, I got a beating so bad, you would have thought I was moonwalking on top of my apartment building. Because my mom was like, homie, don't play that. That Michael Jackson doll, I had to stand in roses for 3 hours on my feet after I worked a double shift to get the doll. And then it was sold out, and I had to get a rain check. And he had on some regular clothes. He really wasn't back then in the late 70s, early 80s. So I'm saying it for my mom now, really? Really? So nonetheless, I still had the doll, but guess what? Listeners, he got on Ken's clothes, and we're talking about 25 years, almost 30 years later, my Michael Jackson doll still got them Ken dolls on, clothes on. So, Felicia, wherever you are in your life, you should be in your 40s about now, give me back my Michael Jackson clothes to my doll, please.
That's
if you
right.
Listen, anybody knows Felicia? I don't even know her last name. I don't remember. But Felicia, I need my Michael Jackson doll clothes back, please.
Give her Michael Jackson doll clothes back, please. Just give it back to her.
Tell her one more time. Give me my things back.
Her Michael Jackson doll clothes back, will you please? And if you don't, you get a V slap.
That's right. Want to be starting something? I'm the real PYT and the dancing machine. Who's loving you? No Heartbreak Hotel. Let me tell you one more thing. I know the ABCs. It is human nature to want to be a thriller. So, Felicia, you better beat it and give me back my doll clothes.
And that's
my rendition.
And if you don't, she moonwalking all over your ass. So, please give it back.
Moonwalking on the A-double-S. Yes, I am.
Yes, it is.
If you have heard it first, say word.
Now, PJ, I got something to say about Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs.
Come on with it. I know what you're going to talk about.
Well, apparently everybody knew about Tony Parker. You know, his left eye was injured in the brawl between, because he was at the club that night in the brawl between Chris Brown and Drake.
Right.
Well, apparently, 2 days after filing a $20 million lawsuit against the owners of the New York City nightclub where he was hurt in an ugly June 14th brawl between the entourages of musicians Drake and Chris Brown, San Antonio Spurs point guard Tony Parker revealed that the extent of the left eye injury he sustained is much, much worse than he originally thought. Could be serious enough to keep him from representing France in next month's 2012 London Olympics. And as has the Spurs very worried about his future. In the Paris press conference following his injury, Parker said he was at Manhattan nightclub WIP with friends when a bottle chucking melee broke out, reportedly over the two singers' respective relationships with fellow R&B star Rihanna. Like many other club goers who suffered injury, Parker said he got caught in the crossfire with shards of glass from a broken bottle entering his left eye and scratching his cornea. At the time, Parker said doctors had told him he couldn't do anything for seven days, but that he was lucky because the injury won't prevent him from competing in the Olympics in any way. When news broke Friday that Parker is suing WIP's owners for $20 million, however, they wondered if the huge price tag suggested Parker didn't walk away as unscathed as he previously represented. According to translation of French interview posted on Sundays on Parker's official website, we knew that speculation was warranted. The Spurs point guard said subsequent tests revealed that a piece of glass had penetrated 99% of his left eye, and the doctor told him he almost lost his eye. As a result, his status from the up-and-coming 2012 London Olympics is now in doubt.
Okay, so somebody else's future may be in jeopardy because of somebody else's stupidity over a girl who holds the umbrella and has a man down. Really? Drake, you're not the best, and Chris, you need to stop running it. And this is just horrible. All jokes aside, I got something to say. I think that there's enough women, and particularly women within the industry, that these guys could have either walked it out, talked it out, or had other ways of making this work out other than making it physical and putting somebody else's, not livelihood, but somebody else's life into jeopardy. Could have been anybody.
Well, here's what I got to say. Something to say. First of all, doesn't Rihanna have a boyfriend? Doesn't she have a man?
Yeah.
So why is Drake and Chris Brown fighting about a woman that already has a man?
Right. Belongs to neither one of them, correct. You know what my thoughts are? I got something to say. I think that this is a true publicity stunt, and I really do apologize, and I'm sorry that Tony Parker, sustained the injury. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anyone, but it's the mere factor that this has gone long enough, and this has been, over the icons and over the years, it's just been synonymous with beef, So it used to be West Coast, East Coast, rap beef, and now we've gotten to R&B, really. We do better than this. We all just get along.
That's almost like me running up on a hobo or a bum on the street and me and him getting into a fight about $1 million that neither one of us have.
Absolutely. And that's crazy. And, interesting enough, while we're talking about news, I have something to say. Definitely. This is crazy. You're not going to believe this. A homeless man fined $77,000, the city council says. And guess what? He can keep the money. This supposedly took place somewhere in a Texan area, a Texas town. And the gentleman was walking through a fisherman park in Texas, headed for a spot along the Colorado River. As he was washing his feet, and he spotted a bag, in which he jingled it and kicked it, according to Austin American Statesman newspaper. He opened the bag and found damp bills and folded 40 gold coins from South Africa. The homeless man is 46 years old. As he tried to exchange the money at the nearby bank, the teller told him he would have to wait until the bills dry. And I guess that's code for you don't look like you play the part, so therefore you're not going to have a speaking role. You're homeless, so what are you doing in the bank with all of this money? So apparently it doesn't, you know, fit the bill. So that triggered, and she called, and they called, and someone called the FBI, and they conducted a bank fraud investigation, blase, blase. And, you know, time had went by, whatever the case may be. No one claimed the money. So let me get this straight. Someone probably could have robbed the bank, hit the Mega Millions, put it in the duffel bag, maybe forgot that they had it in there. Anything could have happened. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm just trying to be real about it. And the fact of the matter, this young man or gentleman stumbled across this money. So the story began with a spot of good news for a small town that has basically had a lot of bad luck. Wildfires have hit the area, destroying 70 homes, and the fires burned 1.5 million trees within the area. We all know that we need trees for what? Oxygen and breathing, right? So it's kind of like a bad plague within that particular area. So they allow him to keep the money, but get this. As Yoss was in jail Tuesday night for being intoxicated, he told the Austin Fox News 7 that his first purchase after he gets out of from being incarcerated and he gets to claim the money, he's going to purchase himself a car. I have tears in my eyes. I got something to say.
$77,000.
Yes.
Well, if he's having a problem with knowing what to do with it, I mean, just call up D-Slay, brother. We could discuss it, sit down and talk about it, and, you know, I could tell you what you could do with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to pose the question to you just periodically, and this is our little segment, not what would you do or what would Jesus do, but this is just what if. This is going to be our version. What if? What if you would have come across that money, and what would you do with that type of money? It's not a cool meal, but $77,000, yeah, that can do something. Well, what would you do? What if?
I don't know. I would probably open up. I would probably, if $77,000, I would probably try to open up a Krispy Kreme cheeseburger restaurant. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold back. I'm tightened by this. A Krispy Kreme
cheeseburger restaurant. Yeah. A Krispy Kreme cheeseburger restaurant. You know, that's a new phenomenon right now. For all those that don't know, you know, you take a Krispy Kreme or a glazed donut, you slice it in half, and you put a bacon cheeseburger in the middle of it, like the donut is the bun, and boom, you got yourself a glazed donut cheeseburger, Krispy Kreme cheeseburger.
Okay, I'm going to excuse myself. I'm going to let you continue on with the show because I have to go Earl real quick in the studio.
Talk to Earl for a little bit, you know. It's the Krispy Kreme cheeseburger, for those that don't know. And people think, I know all the fans, you know, some people out there probably thinking I'm just BSing. All you got to do is Google it. Google Krispy Kreme cheeseburger, and trust me, it's real. It's real. The Krispy Kreme cheeseburger is real. All you got to do is Google it. There's quite a few baseball stadiums that sell it, you know, in the United States. So, yeah, Krispy Kreme cheeseburgers. And I've had a glazed donut. I've had a glazed donut turkey sandwich. I've had a glazed donut ham sandwich. I had a glazed donut cheeseburger with bacon. Oh, yeah, it's real. It's real.
Wow. Okay, I've heard of fried Twinkies. I've heard of fried ice cream. I've heard of chocolate-covered frog legs. I've heard of chocolate-covered ants. But by far, I have never heard of a concoction such as Krispy Kreme cheeseburger.
That's right.
Never heard of it.
That's right. Krispy
wow.
Kreme cheeseburger. Yes. Interesting. I'm telling people, that's the way to go. You might need an endoplast, you know, after that, but you might need to get your own nurse after eating it, but trust me, it's good. It's the combination of the sweet and the salty. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And for those out there that want to take a walk on the wild side, I mean, you can get you a chocolate donut and make you a chocolate donut cheeseburger, however you want to get down.
Wow, that is very, very interesting. Wow, I think I see someone that's coming into the studio right now, because when anytime you make mention of food, we always, always seem to have a visit, even though this is our first D.I. Got Something to Say show episode. However, we focus on news and trend and fashion and indie artists and interviews and just all types of stuff because we have something to say. Guess who is coming through the door, D-Slate?
Who we got coming in?
Hold on. Take a hold of the microphone and push it to your immediate left and look through the window real quick in the studio.
Okay, let me take a look. Who do we have coming in the studio right now?
I ain't saying nothing, shoot. Y'all ain't had to call me and tell me y'all were doing the show, shoot. My butt big. They call me girl, but y'all come and open up this door and start playing out here. I want one of them cheeseburgers, donut, D-Slay. You better not be doing no slap. You know who this is.
I got girl. But what's going on with you?
For
all the people that's listening right now, please, for those, because you got fans. I know you got fans out there somewhere. We're going to find them one day. You got fans. Tell them what your name is.
My name Girl Butt. They call me Girl Butt to my butt like a girl.
Girl Butt. Uh-huh. Girl Butt in the building. Butt Girl, however you want to, you know, sometimes people get their words mixed up. But
yeah,
she's in the building. CB, I like to call her. She's CB in the building with us right now. What's going on with you?
I ain't I'm a boy.
You heard me talking about the Krispy Kreme cheese. I'm telling you, CB, they don't understand. I knew somebody out there was feeling what I was talking about. CB, she understands.
I ain't no girl. I'm a boy.
Oh, damn. My fault.
Yeah, you thought I was a girl. If I would turn around, I would bend that over. But I'm a boy. That's okay, because I'm a boy.
I had 2 million Krispy Kreme cheeseburgers, so, my mind was a little off, but I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I know that it ain't you necessarily. It be your friends. They be looking, and they be like, ooh, that's a butt. And I turn around, and I be like, what you say?
When they start talking like that, I tend to walk away from them because they on a whole nother level. You know, I just walk away from them.
It ain't funny because you talk about them donuts and them cheeseburgers, but my ass already big. I'm trying to lose my ass. It's big.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a couple of people you can talk to. I know somebody named Jenny. She could probably help you out. Jenny helps out a lot of people. Last name is Craig. I mean, you can holler at her. She might be able to help you out.
That ain't funny, D-Slay. I should take one of them slaps and get you and get your ass from next with me and my big ass. But I'm going to take care of because I'm a girl, but.
Mm-hmm. There she is, y'all. Girl Butt in the building, you know what I'm saying? GB, I like to call her.
I'm not a girl, I'm a boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep calling a girl. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I guess just, you know, it's just your whole aura says girl, but you a boy. I mean, you know, go figure that, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I like to stay here and talk to y'all, but I'm hungry. So I'm going to go in the studio in that refrigerator, and I'm going to make me one of them donut cheeseburgers, and I'm going to shit my big ass.
We hate all that. I think it ain't nothing but a couple of things of ramen noodle soup, and I think we got some red Kool-Aid in it. I think that's all we got left.
I like red Kool-Aid. All right, y'all be easing the poetic justice like the movie and D-Slate with them D-Slaps and everything. So I'm going to be back next Monday, and I'm going to bring my homeboy, his name Earl Black, too.
Holler at Jenny, too, while you're at, when you get a chance. Talk to her. She'll help you out.
Okay, no problem. Y'all stay easy. Y'all sound good on the I Got Something to Say show, and I got something to say. My name is Girl Butt, and I'm going to be back. Holla.
Girl, but I don't know why we let him in, but I'm gonna have to fire our door. I'm gonna have to fire our doorman. I don't know what he was thinking about.
I'm telling you, D-Slay. I mean, that guy is so in the way. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm at the fire the doorman. He's trying to get 15. He's trying to let people get to 15 minutes. I don't know what's wrong with him.
I'm telling you, you can't be getting famous on our court. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we chilling. Me and the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say show. This is our debut session. And we got a lot of great things we're going to be bringing to you. Fun, music, artistry, comments, relationship, DJ, everything you could possibly think about or at least talk about, because guess what? We got something to say. We're going to be back. We're going to take a musical break at this time. But when we come back, guess what? We're going to have plenty to say. Don't let Girl Butt back in this building.
I know that's right. And also, for all those out there that's listening, if you have some fond memories of Michael Jackson and, you know, you want to talk about, you know, your favorite Michael Jackson songs and you have any Michael Jackson memories, definitely call in right now, 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. Tell us about your favorite Michael Jackson song or memories. And when we get back from this music break, we're gonna definitely talk to you. 718-766-4553. Here we go with a great music break right now. Let's get it in.
I got something to say.
Another.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Got Something to Say show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am here with my executive producer and owner-operator of the D Hour Show family, Mr. D Slay. What's going on, D?
Yes, indeed. We playing the hits, ladies and gentlemen. We told you guys we're going to be playing Michael Jackson songs throughout the show. That was the Jackson 5's hit, Can You Feel It?, one of my favorite hits. Before that, we played newcomer and of the D Hour Show, Jeff Hendrick with Back to the Days. I'm telling you, love this guy's music. He has some incredible music. Before that, was Chick Bang Theory with that song, Digging You. Playing the hits with the hostess with the mostest, Miss Poetic Justice. I like to call her PJ. In the building on the I Got Something to Say show. And we told you guys that if you have something to say about Michael Jackson, you have any Michael Jackson memories, or if you want to talk about some of your favorite songs and anything about Michael Jackson, we're paying homage to him right now. It's the anniversary today of his passing. So those out there that want to just talk about him and some of the things that you remember and some of your favorite songs, give us a call, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Looks like we got a caller on the line. Let me go to the lines really quick. Caller at 757-773, you're on the air with the I Got Something to Say show with Poetic Justice. You got anything about Michael Jackson you like to mention?
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Caller 757-773-8620. You want to talk about, you got any memories about Michael Jackson?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Welcome. Welcome to the I Got Something to Say show. Who are we speaking with, or who do we have the honor to speak with this evening?
Oh, I'm PYT.
She is the real PYT. Where are you calling from, PYT?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. Okay, well, you're chilling with the hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice, and the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say show, Mr. D. Slate. We thank you for calling
indeed.
In. So would you mind hanging out with us and possibly being our co-host for the last, 25 minutes that we have on the air?
Sure, it'd be my pleasure.
Okay, and Ms. PYT, So what do you do? I mean, do you do anything specific that are geared to the arts, or are you even a fan of Michael Jackson?
Yes, I am a fan of Michael Jackson. I was one of his best friends, but he didn't know it.
Absolutely. All right, could you share one of your fondest, you know, moments with Michael Jackson or the Jackson 5? If you date back, because you sound kind of young, so.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you very much. All right, I love this show. I'll be calling back. All right, but my favorite thing, my favorite and fondest memory of Michael Jackson when he was in the Oz was Diana Ross.
Yes. We forgot. We negated to include his musical and his television cameo appearances, because, you know, back in the 70s, they had the Jackson 5 show. Also,
exactly.
They were a reoccurring act on the Ed Sullivan show. A lot of people didn't know that. So there's
you're
a little history
about,
for you all. Yes.
You're talking about one of the greatest movies and one of the greatest black movies in black history. We liked it. I mean, people knew, you know, the average people knew it as The Wizard of Oz. We all know it as The Wiz.
The Wiz and Shay and them. Right. Shay and them. Yes, absolutely. So, Ms. PYT, what were you or when you heard the news of Michael Jackson's passing 3 years from today's date? How were you impacted? Because we're either infected or affected. So how were you impacted by the loss of someone who was very, very iconic to the world?
I was at work, and the word had spread like wildfire. And people started sending me, even everybody messages through the computer. Because at work, we couldn't be near a TV or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just totally stunned. It was just like I was in the Twilight Zone because it couldn't be real. You know, you don't want to imagine that a superstar such as himself would end up leaving us. You want to just imagine that he's going to be here forever. But everybody
mm-hmm.
has to go and they have their own time and own season. But
mm-hmm.
I'm still like, why? Because I'm still, right now, even today, it's still hard to accept and receive, but it is what it is. Because sometimes I'll think about Michael and then I'm like, oh, I got to remember he's no longer with us. But obviously he still lives in our hearts.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And Ms. PYT, let me go on to say this. I'm going to pose a question to Ms. PYT, who, by the way, on the I Got Something to Say show, we do things a little differently. You know, we think outside of the box, even if we're standing inside of a circle. Okay, y'all, hold on for that thought and process that
I'm,
now.
I'm in a triangle right now, but I feel you.
Okay, so we got Miss PYT in the studio with us. Stop looking at her PYT this late. Focus now. This question is going to be posed to Ms. PYT, who is our co-host for today, and our executive producer, Mr. D. Slate. How do you all feel about this hologram stuff? The immortal tour, you know, of Michael Jackson coming back, but in hologram form. What are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I really don't have any major thoughts on that. I personally, being real with it, I'm not interested. I'm still in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
So just to really be in the midst of this the show they're trying to put on, the hologram, honestly, it's going to affect me greatly. And I really don't, I don't think I can deal with being in the midst. You know?
I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see. I'm always a big fan of technology and the different things that they do with technology, especially when it comes to video and audio production. But it would be really interesting to see how they're going to pull that off, and just to see the reaction of the crowd, you know, what they're going to think about it. I think some people may not like it. Some people may love it. I mean, they're still huge fans and fanatics all across the world. You know, not the United States, all across the world. You know, that love Michael Jackson. So I think that the Jackson 5 may receive some positive feedback from that. You know, I think they may receive more positive feedback than negative feedback. But I think it's going to be interesting to see. I really would like to see what it's going to look like. So I'm really interested. I mean, because you see the many things that they do with films and television, you know, as well as video games. So I don't really think it's going to be too hard for them to do, but it's going to be interesting. I really can't wait to see what the reaction is going to be when they pull that off.
Well, I got something to say. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't really appreciate it because it's my whole thing is, you know, it like PYT was saying that it's emotional and you're already trying to digest it. If you're a true, true fan, not to say the least, if you're favorable or you're okay with the holograms, but I think that when artists or great true artistry, when they pass away, I think we have to allow ourselves just to have that memorable factor of just accepting them and accepting the fact that they're gone. I mean, they've tried it also with Tupac. They've tried it also with Left Eye of TLC. I mean, what next? Elvis and Whitney Houston and, you know, Rodney King. I mean, what next? Is it beneficial for whom? Is it beneficial for the families? Because it may be tormenting, you know, and for diehard fans, literally, when he was alive, he was impactful, and among his death, it's even more impactful. So I guess I have a bittersweet emotion. Everything has a price. Everything has a price tag on it. And just the decency and being able to be respectful and cognizant that he has children and he has a mother who is up there in age, they might not be ready for that right now.
I got something to say. I don't doubt that it's not going to be a spectacular show. So I'm not discounting, you know, the concert or the tour they're trying to put on. I'm quite sure it's going to be spectacular. But just lastly, I just know, speaking for me, myself, and I just can't do it because I don't want to be sitting through the whole show booing and crying.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
Well, we're going to go back into, like, a small musical segment. Miss PYT, you may be familiar with one of the songs in which is going to be in our last and final playlist. You've made mention, listeners, to, well, actually, D. Slate made mention to the Oil Sheen soundtrack, the musical soundtrack. Miss PYT was very instrumental in making that very, very successful. So I'm not really certain if that song, I have to check with my producers to see if that song is going to be in the lineup, but if it is, I would love for Miss PYT to introduce that song.
Absolutely,
Miss lineup.
Absolutely, Miss PYT. Go ahead and introduce the song for everybody as we go into this last music break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, you're about to hear a song written and produced by none other than POETIKK, Justice, on the line with you now. The song was written and produced is called Truth and Lies, and I also have the humble pleasure of being a part of the project that I was, me and two other artists, forgive me, actually helped record the song that she had wrote. This lady has skills. I mean, she can think of a song in 3 minutes. You give her a title, the song is complete. Anybody need any songs out there, please contact POETIKK Justice ASAP. Please proceed and let's roll the music.
There it is. Truth and Lies right here on the I Got Something to Say show.
Say something.
Truth and Lies. Money can't
and gentlemen, we are back with the I Got Something to Say show. I'm the hostess with the most on the microphone, Poetic Justice, and we have our executive producer, owner-operator of the D Hour Show Network, Mr. D Slate. And tonight we have our special guest, our co-host, Miss PYT in the building. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, I'm at the studio by myself. I got excited. I was like, what? It's still there? Okay, all right. Yes, today was the debut of the D Hour Show, and I think it was just absolutely fabulous. And that's right. I know you're confused, like, is that Poetic or Miss Fabulous? Yes, it's all one the same. And we are having a ball. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in the beginning, but I'm telling you, this has been nothing but the truth. And we had plenty to say. We're also celebrating the death after life, or should I say the legacy of the iconic King of Pop. Michael Jackson departed from us on 6/25/2009. So we're playing a little bit of his music and sharing memories. We have the word of today. And I'm not sure if you know Miss PYT, but the word of today is word. So you have to use it before the show has concluded in some form or fashion.
Word?
I say my word is bond. That's what I say. Hmm. I got something to say.
There it is.
Word up.
Yes.
Word up.
Word up. Word up. Word up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to be winding down to the last of our segment, but I would like to say this. Before we get out of here in a few minutes, is that we encourage everybody to tune in to the I Got Something to Say show. It's going to be going down at Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m., or should we say 2200 hours to those military personnel. We thank you for serving, by the way. And you can check us out via Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen to us on your fancy Android or BlackBerry or iPhone, your smartphone devices. And we are listed on, let me check with my producers, is that TuneIn Radio?
That's right. You can check out the I Got Something to Say show and many of the other shows on the D Hour Show Network under TuneIn Radio. Just go under your Android phone application store, download the free app TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to us on there as well as, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the D Hour Show is now on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and listen to the D Hour Show as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to be having a lot of great things. I mean, with anything, Rome was not built in a day. And the I Got Something to Say show is totally different. Each of the shows that are presented on the D Hour Show Network has its own personality. We have everything from, you know, hip-hop to indie artists to celebrities to, you know, we talk politics, sports, and everything else. So the I Got Something to Say show, which is EYE, is kind of like its own chapter. We're going to have comedy, sketch comedy. We're going to have individual panel discussions. We're going to have things about love, life, lust, and just anything in general. I mean, Underneath the Sun is going to be like Say Something, because we all basically have something to say. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for guest people that will be coming in the studio, such as Girl Butt, a.k.a. See, I'm a Nerd. Also, Russell Jones may pop up. You never know who's going to be in the building. By way of celebrity and national recording artist, we're going to have the delight, honor, pleasure, and benefit of speaking with national recording artist, one half of the Eclipse. That's right. We're going to have Malice. Oh, should I say, he goes by the name of No Malice. He has a new album that's coming up very soon. He's the author of a book. He's also working on some movies. And in Virginia Beach, Virginia, as of today, he was shooting his video for the upcoming single, June. And for those who don't know in our listening audience, June is Black Music Month. Now, let me explain something. We don't have to have the masses to tell us that, you know, we celebrate Black history in February, we celebrate Black music in June. Black is 365, okay? It's just 2 days out the year we specify, we put them into category. But know your history, learn your history, all right? You're not going to know where you're going until you know where you have been. And let me just say these two little tidbits. One, I found something to be very interesting. You can never have enough knowledge. there was a gentleman who is working currently on his 30th college degree. Y'all not listening.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? He is 71 years of age, and he has 29 college degrees. He has an associate, he has 2 bachelor's degrees, and I believe the other 26 degrees are master's, or 22 are master's, and the other ones, oh, I know what it is, 22 master's, 2 associates, 1 bachelor's, and a PhD.
Wow.
And an MBA. That is incredible, and his last 30th degree that he's working on right now is currently a master's in criminal justice. I found that to be very fascinating. But the thing about it is he does not have sophisticated jobs. And a lot of people are blogging and saying that he's a lifelong student and he's accruing and he's taking all these courses and obtaining all of these degrees because he doesn't want to be responsible. Now let me just go around the room real quick in closing. What are your thoughts on that? For someone to physically have 29, working on his 30th college degree. Now, people look at me and they say, you're crazy. I have 1 bachelor's and 3 master's degrees. I have 4 college degrees. And I'm going to be working on my 5th, which is going to be a PhD in business, right? And people honestly say, something's wrong, or you're lacking something, or, you know, you're missing something, you're trying to fill a void. That, I don't have nothing on that man that's going to have 30 degrees very soon. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he might have to sell his. I think he might have sold his souls for the individuals that gave him the loans for all those degrees.
Well, he's going to have a lot of. He's going to have a deferred payment for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have to defer it. Defer. Right.
Yeah. Defer.
Right. And see, people were saying, because I think the longest job that he had, he worked as a, I want to say to my reading, it was a lot attendant or something like that.
What?
So, you know, basically, yes. And, you know, he just takes minimum jobs and he just enjoys the pleasure of learning, you know. So I guess you can never have too much education, but 30 college degrees, and not online degrees. I mean, he's actually going through the curriculum. He's matriculating. Yeah, 30 degrees, 22 master's degrees.
You know, he's enjoying living off of the refund of the loans.
Right, and he's 71, and he said he's not going to stop. What Puffy said, won't stop, can't stop?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, some people enjoy education, and I've met people who just enjoy learning. So I still won't discount the gentleman, but I know people who actually enjoy learning. And so, knowledge is power.
That's true.
Right? And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms. PYT.
Oh, thank you very much. There's one thing with having knowledge and another thing with having wisdom. Wisdom is using the knowledge that you have gained to let your work for itself. That's all
I
can
say. Yes, and you use the word for today. Go ahead, DJ.
Word up.
Word is bond.
Word is bond. Yes, and this is the last thing I will leave you all with, because I like to give you all tidbits and words or stories or courageousness or encouragement or just downright, like, make you say, word? There was this last story of a gentleman who was receiving monies out of the ATM. Get this. Initially, he wanted to withdraw $300 out of a financial institution, which I will not call. However, over a period of time, he was able to withdraw $1.5 million, and it was a discrepancy on the behalf of that financial institution.
What?
And he took that $1.5 million over a period of time, and guess what happened? The I Got Something to Say show family. Guess what happened? He gambled the money away.
What?
Wow.
Yes. So right now he is 55 years of age and he is facing some huge, huge, huge federal felony charges at this time. They're not faulting the financial institution more so than he is because the fact of the matter, they said that he had knowledge negligence. So I don't know the proper term in itself, but they say when he was able to get the money and he knew that he didn't have that much money made available, he should have stopped right then and there.
So
what are your thoughts around the room in closing? 55 years of age, $1.5 million he's responsible to pay back. A lot of people lost their job, a lot of man hours. Mm. What are your thoughts on that? Ms. PYT, let me start with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. First of all, he's a thief. Keep it real. If you know you got $50 in the bank and you were drawing $300 here, $400 there, at some point you are responsible. he's a thief. And I'll tell him that in the face, behind his face on the radio. The bank still has to take some responsibility, whoever was seeing this money go out, and just let it go on. But the primary responsibility lies on the individual in the end, the person who was receiving those funds. Long story short, he was a thief. I wish I'd known when we needed my car fixed, but he's a thief. The end.
Yeah. What about you, producer D. Slate? What are your thoughts on that story?
I think he is a thief as well, and I'm pretty sure all the thieves out there that's listening probably would love to know how he does it. All the thieves out there are probably asking, how can I get an ATM card like his?
Right. Well, they were saying that, you know, he knew when he requested $300, how do you go from at one transaction, I think he was able to pull $122,000, and then the other isolated transaction was $71,000, and he was like, hey, maybe there's a glitch or discrepancy with the machine. But then he caught on to the factor, so this went on unbearably for over a year and a half.
Oh,
so they're saying that it's my school of thought is that both of them are negligent, because how do you not know if you're a major financial institution, how do you not know these things are going on? And then the other school of thought poses that you're 55 years of age, you should know right from wrong. But he knows that name, he got it now because he's going to pay that back that money.
Lastly, he should have known that he only had $100 in there. So when you took out more than 100, you should have already knew it was a glitch.
Right. You know that commercial for that, the Jackson Hewitt, this is how we do it, and the people are dancing in slow motion, and they dancing, and they got their money. I'm telling you, sometimes you got a price to pay, but it's not worth it. And this is what I'm saying. This is not emotion. This is all words. And I say word, and I do have something to say. Don't try this at home, boys and girls. Don't try this at home.
And I got something to say. Don't drop the soap, because it ain't got no rope.
And I'm pretty sure he's having many, many financial conversations with Brother Shabazz while he's up in there right now. So.
Yes. Salam alaikum. Alaikum salam. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the hour. This is so much fun. I'm telling you, we lost track of time, and this is what it's supposed to be about. We're going to have so many different elements of this show, the I Got Something to Say show. So on Eastern Standard Time, it will be coming on at 10 o'clock. And what is it, Mountain Pacific? It's 7 o'clock, I believe.
Mountain Standard Time is 7 p.m. and Central Time is 9 p.m.
Okay. And definitely we encourage you not only to listen but to call in, because as you see, Ms. PYT was able to call in today, and she was able to be one of our special cameo co-hosts. And we're going to be doing this all the time. So if you want your 15 minutes or 1.3, or should I say $1.5 million worth of minutes on the I Got Something to Say show, definitely we can't pay you in dollars, but we can pay you in common sense, right?
That's
say
right.
Something. So how can we find out more information about you, Ms. PYT?
Well, actually, I'm on Facebook, P-A-T-R-E-N-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Look me up, hit me up.
Do you have any upcoming events or anything going on in Virginia, Hampton Roads area when you get back? Because, you know, we're chilling in the studio right now.
Yes, I actually been trying to take it a little slow my roll. Because I was in multiple plays simultaneously. Now I'm in an upcoming play on July 28th. It's going to be featured in Hampton, Virginia, at the Downing Grove Center. It's called Storyville. That's about a whorehouse back in New Orleans in the 1927s. And it's almost similar to the movie Colored Girls. We're going to have modern dancers, poetry. We have some excellent actresses that are involved. And I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be excellent. And also, it's going to be again at the Downing, and just to reiterate again, it's going to be at the Downing Grove Cultural Arts Center, 2410 Wickham Avenue in Newport News. Actually, it's Newport News, Virginia, so I have to correct myself because of the cities are so close.
Okay.
That's all I got coming up for now because I'm trying to just take it slow.
All right.
Appreciate that. And also our executive producer of this show, what you got coming up or what should we got going on for the network is concerned? These late.
Well, you know, I just want everybody to make sure they tune into the Tuesday spot tomorrow on the D-Hour show. We got some great poets, great interviews tomorrow, some great poetry. Tune in to Nod Your Head Wednesday. You never know what celebrities we're going to have, hip-hop celebrities we're going to have on, as well as this coming Thursday on Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to R&B superstar Maya is going to be in the building this Thursday, so make sure you guys check us out. And we got some great shows, interviews coming up on Indie Up Saturday, this coming Saturday. So with Noel Gordine and, we just got some great interviews and great shows coming up for the coming week. So make sure you guys tune in and keep it locked and tune into us on Facebook and Twitter, and we will definitely have all the information for you.
Thank you for that. We really appreciate that. And once again, I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. That is P-O-E-T-I-K-K. And I always have something to say. We'll be back in the Virginia Hampton Roads area tomorrow. We'll be hosting the Lyrically Spoken at Montego Caribbean off of Newtown Road in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And also, I am co-host on those shows as mentioned on Thursdays. Celebrity Thursdays, which I am delightful. Miss Fabulous will be in the building along with some of the other D Hour Show family, and we're going to be interviewing the very lovely and gifted and talented Maya. And also, Not to Avail on Saturdays, definitely listen to Indie Saturday. If you are a poet, a songwriter, a singer, a DJ, a comedian, or if you have tricks in your hat or rabbits up your sleeve, we want to hear from you on the I Got Something to Say show. You can forward all your information to the D Hour Show at gmail.com, I believe.
That's
Is
right,
that correct?
D Hour Show. That's right, D Hour Show at gmail.com. Send it to D Hour Show at gmail.com, and we will definitely get back to you, and we'll definitely make sure we get you in the schedule to be on the I Got Something to Say show or some of the other shows on into the D Hour Show network. So definitely contact us, and we will definitely get back to you.
Also, thank you for that. And you can also reach me on Facebook. I'm over 60 the amount of friends, but have various pages also to include the D Hour Show, Miss Fabulous, the D Hour Show, Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey, Renaissance Woman Productions, and Poetic Justice and Pol J Photography. So you can find us up there. All three of us are on Facebook. And if you want to be one of our special co-hosts for the evening, definitely hit us up at thedhourshow.com, gmail at gmail.com. Once again, that is thedhourshow at gmail.com or poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, justice at yahoo.com. All right, and we encourage you to phone in, chat with us, and so forth. And last but not least, we're going to say rest in peace to the late, great king of pop, Michael Joseph Jackson, who departed on June 25th, 2009. And to aunt, who was like my mother, rest in peace to Aunt Louise Shell, who passed also on this date but a year later, June 25th, 2010. So I definitely want to say rest in peace to two instrumental people in my life who happened to pass on the same day within a year apart. And you just take one thing at a time.
And I think we should end the show off with one of Michael Jackson's hit songs from his platinum-selling album Thriller, Wanna Be Starting Something.
All right.
So we'll see you back here on Monday, and we're not going to say Manic Monday.
we're going to say the mostest with the hostess Monday on the I Got Something to Say show. Until then, y'all be good, smart, and careful. Peace. We're ending it with Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, King of Pop.
Night-night.